Well, hello, everyone. My name is... Hello. Someone knows who I am. Many of you know who I am. It's very good to see so many familiar faces. But for those of you who don't know me yet, my name is Paul Grambo, and it is my absolute delight to not only welcome you to the beautiful St. James Westminster, my home church, but also to this Celtic choir concert titled Maritime Magic. There is no magic happening tonight whatsoever, just hard work. That's all you're going to hear. We very much appreciate the warm welcome, and we look forward to spending the evening together with some great Celtic music. So, of the folks assembled here this evening, for whom is this the first time hearing the Canadian Celtic Choir? That's too many of you. Well, welcome. Thank you for being here. I sincerely hope that this is the first of many times that you will come and partake in the Celtic goods that we are offering. You know, kilts don't have pockets. Ladies, you know what I mean. No pockets. And so, as a result, you gotta wear one of these fancy dangly things, right? And this is called a sporran. And often, people ask me, Paul, what do you keep in your sporran? And the answer is my iPhone 13 mini. If you have a sporran, or more likely, if you have a phone and you brought it with you, turn the infernal thing off, please. And you think you did. You think, oh yeah, I turned it off in the car. But then, oh, you know what? I was waiting for that call from somebody and it's on and you're gonna be that person, okay? We did a show up in Goderich, no phones rang. So don't be worse than Goderich. Okay? Check your phones, turn them off. Mine's off, right? Oh, geez. That's embarrassing. Okay, everything's fine. If you need to use the facilities, there are bathrooms through that door up the stairs and on the left. If you absolutely need to during a song, go during a song. We're casual. But if you can wait till in between songs, that would be great. There will be door prizes. Later on in the first half, I will tell you what those are going to be, first of all. And I will also encourage you to fill out the ballots that you received when you came in and put them in the draw box, which is...
One over there, one back there.
There are two of them, one over there and one over there. Make sure you put your ballots in there so that you're eligible for the door prizes. And we will announce those near the end of the show. Okay, enough of that. So, we've put together a concert for you chock full of great Celtic music, in my humble opinion. We started with Siúl Éireann, sung partially in Irish. In fact, we'll be singing in Irish several times this evening. We here at the Canadian Celtic Choir work hard on our diction, but we don't always bat 1,000, if you know what I mean. So, if at any point tonight you don't understand what we're singing, let's just call it Irish, okay? Now, does anyone in the room speak Irish? Oh, thank God. Okay. Next on the program, we have two contrasting songs, Come by the Hills and Crossing the Bar. The first reads like a brochure from Tourism Ireland. Come by the hills to the land where fancy is free, and cares from tomorrow will wait till this day is done. Where the second is a bit more serious. And frankly, one of my favorite songs on the whole program tonight. The tune is by Ranny Arbo, and the poetry is by Tennyson. It compares the passing from this life to the next as putting out to sea and crossing the sandbar from the harbor to the open ocean. The singer's hopes, like ours, is that when he crosses that bar, he will meet his pilot face to face. Beautiful sentiment. But first, Come by the Hills.
Where the rivers go clear.
Dulaman. a traditional courting song from the north of Ireland. The word Dúlamán, as it says in your program, means seaweed. And the song references two types, one used for dyeing and one that is edible. And these two types of seaweed also represent two different characters in the song. The mother telling the daughter that the men are coming, and the girl wanting to impress the men by showing them that she can spin. Okay? With me so far? In the second verse, the mother and the daughter are talking about how unattractive one particular fellow is. However, by the third and fourth verses, they've decided that he looks as though he could afford to spend some money on them, as he can dress himself fairly well. In the fifth verse, this fellow promises the girl a present as an enticement to marriage. However, in the sixth verse, the girl's father demands to know what the fellow's intentions are and declares in the last verse that he'll not let the fellow take his daughter away. However, the upstart says that he'll simply kidnap her. Now, what that has to do with seaweed, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea. And so we're going to sing it. Something completely different. So in your programs, the next three songs I have titled as a Sou'westo medley. Now, if you know what that means, then you know what that means, but there are going to be very few of you who've ever heard that word, because it's not a word. But you may have heard of the great London poet and playwright and, of course, Professor Jamie Rainey, who championed literature from this part of the world. And he coined the word Sou'westo, having to do with southwestern Ontario. And so this, ladies and gentlemen, isn't a set of Celtic music, but instead, it's a little taste of music from here, from Ontario. Now, we've chosen three tunes that have roots here in our fine province, starting with When You and I Were Young, Maggie. Now, you may have noticed there are some sing-along lyrics in the program as they all shuffle to get their reading glasses. While it is, of course, a completely optional endeavor, we are keeping track. Listen closely to the second and third tunes and watch for my signal. So here we go. Recorded by the likes of John McCormick, Perry Como, Bing Crosby, Fats Waller, Benny Goodman, and the Chieftains, this is a heartbreaking story of one George W. Johnson who fell in love with Margaret, or Maggie Clark, from Hamilton back in the 1860s. They were married in October of 1864, but as fate would have it, Maggie grew ill and died in May of 1865, giving a deep sense of loss to the already melancholy lyrics of this beautiful tune. So like it or not, folks, Niagara Falls is, in fact, one of the iconic attractions in our fair province. And this tune, written in 1956 by the duo of Eric Gertz and John Harder, known better as the Lincoln County Peach Pickers, a household name, is a tribute to that area and its beauty, whether it be day or night. And we have it on good authority. That is to say, from a former Niagara peach picker from the 60s, that the picking of the peaches used to happen by the light of that very Niagara moon. True story. There are words, ladies and gents, I'm watching.
Thank you.
Another love song, and this time from 1893, this time from the pen of Cy Worman, and this time with a happier ending. Now, Cy Worman, an American journalist, novelist, and poet, met and courted Miss Marie Myrtle Jones after the death of his first wife. During their courtship, he wrote the poem Sweet Marie while sitting on a bench in our very own Victoria Park. Cool, right? As a marriage proposal for Marie. Later, the family moved to London and lived at 100 Cheapside Street, which still stands today. And you're all going to drive by it on the way home, aren't you? That's 100 Cheapside. And yes, this love also inspired the famous Sweet Marie chocolate bar. Now, more of you should know this tune. So I'm hoping for at least a B-plus or an A-minus this time round. Here we go.
Secret knows it well, and yet I dare not tell, sweet Marie. When I hold your hand in mine, sweet Marie, a feeling most divine comes to me, as the world is full of spring, full of warblers on the wing, and I listen while they sing, sweet Marie. That shakes the shore seems to sing it o'er and o'er and say that I adore sweet Marie. When the sunset tints the west, sweet Marie, and I sit down to rest, love with thee, every star that studs the sky seems to stand and wonder why they're so dimmer than your eyes, sweet Marie.
Next on the program, we have something very Canadian, with several connections to this very choir, and likely with you good folks in the audience as well. Our tenor soloist, Rob McGuire, wrote an excellent piece on the history of the Merchant Marines, which you can find in tonight's program. What I'm going to add to that is this. Choir, by a show of hands, how many have family who have served or otherwise associated with the Merchant Marines?
Right?
Audience? Now, if we had 8 members, that's 20% of us, right? How many of you have family that associated with the Merchant Marines? Anyone? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, yeah. A fair few of you. Wonderful. It's not often we get to sing a song that has such strong familial associations. And more than that, it tells a harrowing tale of an important chapter of our Canadian history. We present, for the first time, Merchant Marine.
Arrived in Halifax with all we owned upon our backs, for we knew a brave man's duty was to labor for the fight. But it takes more than bravery to survive killers you can't see, Nazi wolf packs hunt by day and strike by night. We had barely any weapons, every day our lives are threatened. And if we die, the Navy sends no pension to our wives. Winter on the North Atlantic is hellish cold and frantic, and the sea alone's a challenge to survive. Hitler's visions, the Allies would get no provisions. Total war was his decision, sinking ships not built to fight. The finest liners of our day now are painted battle gray, but the 2 small guns they mount, they cause no fright. Now it's true we had protection, 2 destroyers in our section, 3 frigates, 2 corvettes, Shepherd 50 through the waves. But 1 destroyer's now debris, both corvettes lost under the sea, and our sister ships an underwater grave. Fallen brothers, pray to God there'll be no others, blown to bits by diving demons deep below. For the fire and the thunder that sucked those good boys under happens daily, and we've still 3 days to go. Oh, we're the birds. Steve!
Well, you've seen her up here a bit already tonight, but I'd like to officially introduce our Boren player, Wendy Valhoff, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, from the great and glorious alto section of Legend. Also, I will remind you to ensure that you have entered your ballots in for the door prizes in the bucket back there and over there at intermission. We'll be announcing the winners near the end of the show. So our final song for the first half, Celtic Dance. It has no words, not even Irish words. Don't look for any, they're not there. It's based on Irish dance rhythms and is a real tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips workout for the choir. So we'll do that, and then we'll disappear for 15 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll do more. But first, Celtic Dance.
Way-o, 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 oh, way-o, way-o, ding-ding-a-ding-a-ding.